just got saved and plunked your behind on a pew and said, glory to God, that's it. Well, then you wonder why you're not blessed. You wonder why you're not moving from realm to realm and glory to glory. See, once I'm saved, the Spirit of God will move me, and my trust in God will motivate me to produce fruit and to do those things that glorify God in my deeds and in my actions. And I'm talking to some of you now. You need to get a little incentive and understand it's not just being covered by the blood. I thank God for that, but I've found that the key to blessing is to be about my Father's business and to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then I have the provision that all of these other things shall be added unto me. Somebody say amen. Now, I want to talk to you today about a time when most of us have no expectation of producing works or doing things that will cause blessing. Now, most of us, when we talk about the paradigm or the perfect example of successful Christianity, there are a couple definitions that we might use. Most of us feel successful when we're prayed up. Most of us feel like successful Christians when we have a disciplined word life, study in the Word. Most of us feel somewhat victorious when we're able to witness to people and lead souls to Christ.
Well, we're just getting this message underway. I pray that you'll be with me every day this week through Friday as we share more of our sermon, Strongest at My Weakest. Now, I will not be able to share the complete sermon here on the program. I want you to hear the whole thing, and I'm making it available free of charge if you'll write me today. Write in request, gift offer M, that's the letter M for message, M381. That's gift offer M381, the sermon entitled Strongest at My Weakest. When you write, be sure and let me know whether you want the sermon on a CD or a cassette. Include your name, mailing address, and the call letters of this station, and feel free to share your prayer needs. Again, it's gift offer M381, and be sure and tell me whether you want a CD or cassette copy. Address your letter to me, Pastor David Paul. David like the giant killer and Paul like the apostle. Pastor David Paul, Post Office Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824. Pastor David Paul, P.O. Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824, and that's in the USA. Allow 2 to 3 weeks for delivery of your order. For rush delivery, call my toll-free order line anytime. Charge a gift of $7 or more to a credit or debit card, and the sermon ships within 48 hours. That toll-free number is 866-SERMONS, 866-737-6667, or 866-SERMONS. But the only way to receive the sermon for free, you must submit your request in writing. Ask for gift offer M381. Be sure and tell me whether you want it on CD or cassette. Include your name, mailing address, and the call letters of this station. And if this ministry is a blessing, would you prayerfully consider enclosing a generous tax-deductible love gift? If you write a check or money order, make it payable to SLC. SLC are the initials of our ministry, Spiritual Life Crusades, and address your letter, Pastor David Paul, P.O. Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824 in the USA. Gotta run till tomorrow. Jesus loves you, and I do too.
You're tuned in to the Voice of the Gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT, 88.1 FM.
Welcome to Living Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Glory to God. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 24. I'm going to speak to you today about erroneous reasons people get married. And then I'm going to give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Praise God. Proverbs 24, verse 3 says, "Through wisdom is a house builded. By understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Praise God. So we see that the building blocks of the universe are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you're going to build anything, you got to have those three components. You got to have the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and you got to have understanding. And so when we talk about erroneous reasons people use to get married, we're primarily talking to people that are not married who have a desire to be married. So that would include people that are single, that have never been married, people that have been divorced, desire to marry again, or those who have been widowed, have lost a loved one, but still have that desire. Maybe don't even have that desire yet, but this is good equipment to know that if that desire would ever to come back in your heart, then you know what to look for. With the divorce rate over 50%, too many apparently make bad choices when it comes to selecting a person to live the rest of their lives with. Of the 50% who remain married, many of those people are unhappy. And so the Word of God gives us the key to everything in life. If you want to build a good life, have a good marriage, have a great home, a great family, then you have to use the Word of God as a building block. Amen. Everything starts with the Word. When considering marriage, it's important to examine your motives and the motives of your potential husband or wife, and to look at the reason why they want to be married. Most people get married because they have a genuine love for one another and they desire to spend the rest of their lives together, but it takes more than love to hold a marriage together. How many of the married folks would agree to that? You got to have more than love. Well, you say, "Well, Pastor, I thought love is the key to everything." Well, it is. Love is the glue that holds everything else together. You got to have some other components. It takes wisdom. So you can have love and no wisdom and mess things up. You have to have some practical wisdom and knowledge of how to live together and how to build a life together. It takes a lifelong commitment to work through challenges, disappointments, selfishness, hurts, abuse, misguided expectations, physical, emotional, even financial problems. So all of these things will hit a marriage. And so if all you got is love, you need a commitment to work through these things. And love is what gives you that commitment to do that. It takes a lot of things to make a marriage work. But getting married is a life-changing event. It's a life-changing decision that shouldn't be done haphazardly or recklessly. It's very easy to get in a marriage and very difficult to get out of one. Especially difficult to get out of a marriage without suffering some pain or loss in some way. With that said, you know, I want to share the word with you today, or at least give some practical wisdom, and I want to do it with as much compassion as I can, understanding that everybody's in a different place. And everybody has different needs, especially if you have a desire to be married again. whenever love is a primary reason for marriage, then you have a great chance of being successful. When you think about it, 50% of the people fail at marriage. That's a high failure rate. You know, we wouldn't drive a car that had a 50% failure rate, you know, right? You wouldn't use a tool that broke down half the time. And we want to see your marriage stay strong. And then if you're not married right now, then we want to give you the tools and the equipment that you need to make wise decisions. Marriage mistakes are inevitable. People make mistakes. Whatever the reason for entering into the marriage covenant, I want you to understand that the commitment is still a binding commitment for which God holds both parties accountable. You might go down through this list and say, I got married for all the wrong reasons. Tough. You got to be committed to that marriage. I don't want to have nobody come to my office and say, Pastor, I married the wrong person. I married for all the wrong reasons. I need to get out of it as soon as possible. I'm just going to tell you, tough. All right, let me give you these 10 reasons right here. First reasons that people use to get married is that they want to please their parents. They want to please their parents or to escape parental control. So when you enter into a relationship with somebody, you have to make sure that they're not just trying to marry you just to please somebody in their life. You should not get married just to please your parents, and you shouldn't marry a person just because they're a good person and your family likes them. That's the wrong reason. So if you're gonna marry somebody, you wanna make sure that they not just wanna get married to you because they want to get out of their mama's or their daddy's house. Amen. And they don't really love you. They're just looking for an escape. You know, you can be a grown person and your parents still controlling your life. Amen. You don't have to be just a teenager. Right. You know, teenagers think parents want to control their life, but you know, you have a lot of adults that are still under mom and daddy's thumb. And sometimes they'll see somebody and say, boy, I'll tell you what, I need to get married so I can get out under that. And that's the wrong reason to get married. Sometimes people will marry somebody because they're unhappy and they have personal problems, and they say, I'd be better off married to somebody else so I'd have somebody else share all my unhappiness with. Well, that's not a good reason to be married. That's the wrong reason. Number two, people will use this excuse to get married, or this reason, because they're lonely. You shouldn't marry someone because you're lonely and just don't want to be by yourself. Sometimes people will make a mistake. I just need companionship. And so sometimes when people enter into a relationship like that and they'll say, I just need to get married because I just don't want to live by myself anymore. I'm going to tell you, that's not a good enough reason for you to marry somebody, because you're lonely. There's other ways that you can deal with loneliness. And we may deal with some of these things later on. Number three, to have children in an acceptable way. Some people say, I need to get married because I just want to have some children, but I want to do it the right way. So they'll find somebody that look good. Okay. They'll find somebody that look good and say, we'll make some pretty children. And really, this is really a dangerous area right now, because this would be even a stronger reason 30 years ago. Let's say 50 years ago. Most people wanted to be married if they're going to have children. And 50 years ago, even if there was no love involved, if a man got a woman pregnant, there were a lot of shotgun weddings. Boy, you did that to my daughter, you're going to marry her. That they ain't had no love at all, just lust. But nowadays, people won't even consider being married. They just want somebody to make a baby with. You just don't want to do that. So really, this is in the society that we live in today. Sometimes people just say, I want a baby. I was talking to somebody the other day, and somebody was approached. A woman was approached, I believe it was, and the guy just asked her, do you need somebody to help you have a baby? He was willing to contribute. Some people say, you want a baby? I'll help.